Lagabe, the Shaila of Cheskasol Baduk. And we raised the Shaila of the Maram Chalavi yesterday. That why should the Gemara just not say that it's a Sabi Dirabban Lekula? So even if you're not established Cheskasol Baduk, we still should be Meikel because it's a Sabi Dirabban. So before we get to the answer, we highlighted that this, the yisod of the Maram Chalava might be relevant in other sugyas as well. Maram Chalava ultimately answers that the reason why we can't apply Sabi Derabbanan Lekula is because Sabi Derabbanan Lekula is not automatic. Sabi Derabbanan Lekula doesn't apply in a matzav where it's Efshel Evar. And this situation of a person walking into the hotel and he's Efshel to be Baidei, so that would be Efshel Evar. So therefore, you can't rely on the klal of Sabi Derabbanan Lekula. Not every time you have a kasha that's raised in an area of the Derabbanan, according to Maram Chalava, is an automatic out that you could just be made. We've suggested, perhaps, that might be the analysis of a machlokes of Rashi against Tosfos in Pesachim Adav Tesem Beis. The Gemara on Adav Tesem Beis presents a situation where there are 9 piles of matzah and 1 pile of chametz. Teshet tzibur and shal matzah dechad shal chametz. V'asa achvar b'shakal b'lo yadim ni'im matzah shal v'yim chametz shakal. Gemar says this is the same story as kavua. If the suffix is noilad b'kviyuso, so then we're going to say that it's suffix deraisa l'chumra. It's a suffix l'chumra because it's kemechtzal nechtzadam. However, if it's parish, if it's removed, if the latest suffix was in another place, not the makum kviyuso, so then we can follow road, then we can be made. So the shaila is, what's the nidon of the sugya? What's the nekuda that we're trying to be mevarer? What are we missing over there that we want to know? Is it chametz or is it matzah? So Rashi says that the answer is that we're trying to figure out whether or not this house would be a chayiv in b'dikas chametz. Tosfos asks on Rashi, how could you say that this would be a situation that we're going to apply the dinam of kavua like nevela and kosher meat? Hello, if it's just bedika, bedika is only a din derabanan, and therefore you should just say something derabanan lekula. So he says, unless you're going to suggest that Rashi is talking about a situation where there isn't a sederaisa, it's not bittel, but still that's problematic because Rashi says the silo is leaning bedika. So Yosef and Avi wanted to say today, they said that perhaps Rashi is going back on what he said in the Mishnah, that it's a situation of Pesach, and you're going like the Ran, that B'tikas Chametz would be a Din D'Oraisa. I hear it could be. It's a little bit that we're adding a lot into the Rashi, and we have to assume that according to that, it would be on Pesach. But maybe you could suggest that Rashi is talking about B'tika, that it's a B'tika D'Oraisa. A little problematic because, as we pointed out on Avdal and Amidalev, Rashi is moide after the Mishnah that Bedika turns into a Derabbanan. But they were suggesting that maybe the case was that it's on Chametz and it's on Pesach and you don't have the ability to be a Vatel anymore. So then the Bedika would revert back to be a Din D'Oraisa. Interesting. However, the other solution is perhaps like the Maram Chalava that we have over here, that the Maram Chalava says, yeah, in Chanami Bedika's Chametz is Derabbanan. But not every B'dikah Derabbanan, and not every Chiyuv Derabbanan, not every Mitzvah Derabbanan, not every Issur Derabbanan, do you automatically say Sabi Derabbanan Lekula? And over here, if you have an ability to be Baidik, you have an ability to be Mevar, that was the Nekuda, perhaps. We could suggest that was the Nekuda, some Achleikas between Rashi and Tosfos. Tosfos holds even Makom She'efshel Evar, that you say Sabi Derabbanan Lekula, and therefore you didn't want to explain. The Gemara has a case of B'dikas Chametz. Therefore, Tosfos says the case of the Gemara was what? Whether or not you're allowed to eat this piece that the Achbar brought in, a Shiloh and a Deraisa. Whereas the Rashi can even understand, even at the level of Derabbanan, there would be a Safik Derabbanan L'chumra since it's Efshur Levar. There's one more Nakuda I want to point out before we go weiter from this Gemara, is that there's a Hemshech of the Gemara. Like the Gemara says, what happens if you have a case like this? Shnei tziburim, echad shel matzah v'echad shel chametz. What happens if you don't have a rove, but you just have 2 piles? And one of them is matzah and one of them is chametz. Lufneim shnei batim. Echad bali ve'echad jay bali. And you have two houses. And what happened? Vasa shnei achbarim. Echad shokol matzah ve'echad shokol chametz. V'edin and hai lahai ayo lahai lahai. We don't know which achbar took which pile into which house. One of them's checks and one of them's not checks. So here, the Gemara goes on and says, oh, this is similar to the case of shnei kukos, echad shokol chun, echad shokol truma, two piles. And lefneim shnei sa'im, two bowls, and they're two sa'im, and one, and they each fall into them, and we say what? The chulin fell into the chulin, and the truma fell into the truma, we're title of chulin. So the Gemara goes on to say, beferish over here, the Gemara says, that we only are makel in this three lakula by what? By truma bizman hazeh, which is m'derabonon. And so too, we're mako by b'dikos chametz over here, which is b'derabon. So, one could approach this Gemara as just relying on the regular klalim of safi d'rabon l'kula. So Jeremy wanted to say that also over here, the Gemara could have said safi d'rabon l'kula, but it had a better argument. And l'chayr, that's the way some of the Rishayim are going to explain this Gemara. But, perhaps, in light of what we're saying in the Maram Chalava, the pshat in the Gemara is, no, you couldn't say safi d'rabon l'kula. It's only because I have this new mechanism of what? Shaini Yomer. That the mutter went to the mutter and the aser went to the aser, where the Gemara introduces, this is a siman in Shulchan Aruch, in Yeridea. Siman in Kuf Yud, in Yeridea, this whole din of Shaini Yomer, by Yisrim d'rabonon. So the Maram Chalav is meduyik heitiv. The Maram Chalav makes a lot of sense. You can't just throw out a safi d'rabon l'kula. We're not for me to have this other halachic mechanism of shiny armor, so then I would have had to be machmir, even though it's b'dikas chametz with the rabban. So perhaps that would ultimately present two ways to learn the Gemara, the hemshach of the Gemara in the next case on Daf Tes Amud Beis. Yeah, Dave. So I would say, according to Rashi, you can't. And according to Maram Chalav, you can't, because you would have shalavar. You do b'dikas.
Maybe it's not the good. Like, maybe
it's
not a raya, it's not a
deep way.
You don't know that
China yeah. In the Hanan, that's what Jeremy was saying. It's not a raya. I'm just saying that's the way, I'm saying the Chor of Maram Chalav is forced to learn like that. And yeah, the only thing I want to point out is that the Gemara is being titled on this. So the Maram Chalav could say, oh yeah, you know why the Gemara is being titled on that? Because my shita, that you can't say something about the Kula. So you're right, you have a way out. You could say the Gemara could have said something about the Kula. A little bit more meduyah according to the Maram Chalav. Maybe. This issue that Rashi and Tosfos seem to be arguing, and perhaps according to this first Hesber, Lefi the Maram Chalav in our Sugya and Abdallah, that it now rolls over to this Sugya and Testament Beis, this seems to be the Machlaikas, the Ram, and the Raibin as well. Which ultimately comes out to Machlaikas, La Alacha, Mamish, and the Ram, and the Raibin. If you have a Sugya and Abdallah, you say they have to be machmir and shulavar, perhaps. But we left off, Rabbi Yisrael, we left off with a question. So these are nice rayas, nice maramakoymas, nice sugyas that might be totally unhinging on these ideas. But what would be a svara? Why would one say what the Maram Chalava suggests? So I had a machshava earlier this week. I was speaking to Rav Swolovsky, and it's funny. He said to me, he had this machshava, the same mamash that day. I don't even know if he's holding any sugyas now. I think he's, but he just said he mamash thought about it that day. He told me that perhaps the yisayda dover, that's assuming that we have to be machmir but efshel levar by a savid derabon lekula. Perhaps this emanates from a gemara in Beitza. The gemara in Beitza tells us this is something we spent a long time last year learning in the sugyas of davar sheyesh lemachir. But last year, fundamentally, we focused on one element of that Gemara in Beitza. The Gemara, because we were learning chulin last year, so we were dealing with different types of taruguses. You have a mixture, and an iser falls into the mixture. And normally, we would say, if there's shishim time, that mixture, so then you could say that the mixture is still kosher. Just last night, this came up, comes up all the time. However, if the iser is like muktzah, like the Gemara is talking about there, Eitzim of the Dekel. So then that is what's called an halacha, a davar sheyesh lematir. It's awaiting, it's going to be permissible soup. So then the Gemara says, then you don't say bittul, and you don't rely on bittul. So Shaila, why is that the case? Last year we spent a lot of time on the Shita of the Ran, that bittul needs clash. Those of you that remember, bittul needs clash. And if it's a davar sheish lamatir, if you have a classic bittul, so you have iser, a bona fide iser, and a real bona fide heter, and they're clashing between the two, and that's the way you're mevatel the iser within the heter. But if you have a davar sheish lamatir, and the Ran explains in the Dharma, not then beis, that if you have a davar sheish lamatir, if it's not such an iser, it's like ultimately going to be mutter. So there's a chasaron in the clash. So fundamentally, it doesn't lend itself to bittul because there is no clash. Because this technically is mutter, and this is ultimately going to be mutter, so they're mutter minus mino, and therefore it's not going to be both. However, Rashi seems to take a different approach. Rashi says that the reason why a davar sheish lamatirim is not bottle is just a practical reason. Why do you have to rely on bittul? Ad shetof leno be'isir tof leno be'ed. You wait a few more hours, you're going to be able to eat this thing, and you're not going to even have to have any isur. So why institute bittul in this situation, where it's really not necessary? Good. So that's the Shita of Rashi. So the Olam understand that the fundamental machlokes Rashi and the Ran in the world of bittul. But I just want to point out, Rabbi Yisai, the Ran, and I don't know if I pointed this out last year, the Ran is going to have to be made with the Shita's Rashi, legabe arson. Why? Because the Gemara doesn't only say that when it comes to a taruvis, you're not able to be mevatel a davar sheish lamatir. The Gemara also says in that same brisa that if you have a suffik derabanan lekula and it's without bittul, without a taruvis, without a mixture, you have a suffik if an item is muktzah, you have a suffik if an item is aser. So the Gemara says suffik derabanan lekula. The Gemara says no, not so fast. Don't say suffik derabanan lekula. Why? Because davar sheish lamatir, you don't say suffik derabanan lekula. What's that reason? What's the Ran going to say over there? Says Rabbi Chanan Wasserman in Maseches Beitza, Zetman Fundel, you understand that the Ran also needs the Swara of Rashi, of Yachi Ochlenu Be'issi Ochlenu Behet. Maybe he doesn't need it in the case of a Tarubis, but he still needs it in the case of what? Of something Rabbanu Lekula when you're not dealing with a mixture. So fundamentally, Rabbi said, we have Bein L'Ran, Bein L'Rashi. What is the Gemara telling you? That when you have a suffix and that suffix is ultimately going to be mutter, don't be makel and throw around the cloud of suffix derabanan lekula. It's not exactly identical to what the Maharam Chalava said, but it sounds like what the Maharam Chalava says. If I have the ability to not rely on the evet of suffix derabanan lekula, so why be makel? You have efshel levura, you have adam sheish lamatir. You have a way of being matir this in Gansana. You don't have to be toilet. They can't do a safi derabanan. So that, ugh, perhaps, I'm suggesting, I don't have a riot here. Perhaps the Maharam Chalava saw in the Gemara in Beitza that safi derabanan lekula by davar sheish lamatir and tells us that we shouldn't rely on the safi derabanan lekula when we don't have it.
Rabbi?
Yeah.
So is the Maharam Chalava saying that we should go lechumra?
Yeah.
But
you have to mivar, yeah.
It'd be mivar and do a bedika.
Yeah. That's the whole you say to the Gemara. It's a shmak of shayla in the Gemara. Otherwise, what's the Gemara shayla? The guy, you're going up to the program director and he says, what are you bothering me? Something they're going to look cool. Don't you know anything? Didn't you ever go to yeshiva? And he throws around some of those embarrassing lines. Right? Whoa, yeah, sorry. Back to, you know, the something they're abundant. No, you don't say something they're abundant. Yeah,
is
what davar sheish lamatirim? I said I don't think it's exactly, but I think that they're parallel logics.
So another thing, davar sheish lamatirim, it's a bad
lamatirim. Yeah, yeah.
Whereas
Eshelar, yeah, I can't fully conclude what the Maharam Chalava concludes from the Maharam. It's not a slam dunk, right? But it's a similar logic. You're right. Unless you say an Efshar Lamar, I also would be Lamar for Turkish Baba. You bite it.
It's not bad that it's going to come out.
Right, before you get there.
Once I'm voided, I don't have, now the place is kosher.
Huh?
My shaila is, do I have to be matri at myself? So you're not going to have a suspect anymore.
But when you're looking at it before that, it's different. Because this thing is guaranteed to come up with it.
You're right. There's two different types of sveikas, but you do see a similar idea. It's still going to be vadai. It's just there we're talking about an isser that's transforming. Here we're talking about a suffix that you're going out of the suffix. Similar idea. Okay, Rabbi Yisrael. So what should this be telling you? So I was thinking the following. I think we have to go into a fundamental yisoid. That is really something that you right now should make sure that you open up your packets and you retain for the rest of your life, which is the yisoid. The Rambam in Hilchos Mamrim, the Rambam says the following. Kol mi she'eina oiseka arasa, the Rambam is talking about a zaken mamre, oiber b'loi sase she'nemer lo sasem, and kol adover ashe yagidu l'chol yamin uskol. The Rambam tells you that if you don't follow the Bezdin HaGodol, Yerushalayim, you're violating an issa d'araisa in parasha shoiftim, she'nemer lo sasem, and adover ashe yagidu l'chol yamin uskol. Ben loiken alav zem, if tishanetan lazar zbizis bezdin, okay, there happens to be no malchus over here. Echad dvarim shalomdu also mipi yishmua v'ein tar shaval peh v'echad dvarim shalomdu mipi daita v'echas ben amidu shatar nidresh ben. Anything that the rabbis derive, you don't have the ability to argue. V'echad dvarim sha'asa siyag l'toyru lo mipnei sha'asha tzricha v'ein gzeres v'atakonas v'aminogos kol echad v'echad me'elu ha'shloish dvarim mitzvas ese l'shmoylaim v'oiver al kol echamem oiver b'loisas. Rabbi Yisai, I have a very big question on the third category of the Rambam. The Rambam tells us that if the Bezdin HaGadol, if the rabbis say and institute a gzera, a geder, a takona, I violate what? I violate what? Loisaser of Loisaser. I violate Loisaser. What do you say? This is Inyana Diyama. This is the Marin Shabbos of Gimel. This is. Ara chachamim metaken a bracha on Eris Hanukkah. Loisasim and adaver lechol yamin usvol. Shall I get vichavi agerifaz? Vinach the armula. Koyach of mitzvahs rabbanon. Chaviv and divrei sefer. That's the yomtiv that we're about to come to. So zok the heiliger Rambam Rabbi say you violate loisasim. They don't have a kash on there. Anyone bothered by that? Check the Ramban in his sefer amitzvahs. Bears in sefer amitzvahs. Rabbi say. Those are on ban ass on the round. Don't forget this, Rabbi Yisai. Don't forget this. How could anyone have the chutzpah to say such a thing? If every drabbanan I violated the araisa of Loisaser, a pasuk in Parsha Shoftim, so I should never be able to say what, Rabbi Yisai? Because it's a araisa. It should be a suffix, araisa lechumra. So therefore says the Ramban, the Rambam is dead wrong. Makes no sense. It's a bomb cash. It's a bomb cash. How are we going to defend the Rambam? The Rambam says it. Wait, so the Rambam says it. So comes along the Lechem Mishnah, but already before the Lechem Mishnah, the Drush is Haram. It doesn't only say Torah about Shidduchim. He also says Lomdus. I'm even yelling. So the Drush HaSaran says as follows. He says, yeah, in a kanam, every derabonon is touching upon a deraisa. And the toikif of a derabonon is because of loisaser, and they're going to violate a deraisa. But you know what? Derabonons were said, the Torah is vat. But if you have a suffix derabonon, Kach hisnu harabonim va'atzma. Milchatchila, that we're only saying our derabonon b'teiras vada. But if it's what b'teiras safik, then we're not going to say our edict derabonon, and you can be making. It's basically similar to what the Gemara says. Heimamru veheimamru. The rabbis are the ones in the driver's seat. The rabbis are the one who's creating these dinim, and the rabbis can say, if it's on Big Day Tzavayim, so I'm not going to be machmir. If it's going to be an Amakum Safik, so I'm not going to say, I'm going to repeal my edict. I'm going to take it away. Kach hisnu milchatzila. The Torah is vaday asrina, the Torah is Safik, lay asrina. Fascinating. So that's the pshat in Safik Darabana Lakula, according to the Lecha Mishnah, according to the Drasha Zara. There's a problem. Comes along the Chef Schmeitzer, who was how old?
17, 18.
And he wrote Schmeitzer Aleph, the first Sheva Brachos, continues, Perek Gimel, and comes along the Schmeitzer and he has a bomb crash. He says, who saw Schmeitzer? Yeah, what's the kasha? That's going to be good where it's a suffix in Mitzias. What happens if you have a suffix derabbanon where it's a machlekes amongst rabbis? I don't know. If someone's Zalman says like this, or Moshe says like this, or the Gemara has a suffix about this halacha and a suffix about this, and we're not sure how to pass it. Kind of similar to our sugya, right? The sveka dedina. The what? Half the rabbi said that the answer applies. So how are you going to say, kach hisnu milchatzila? We don't know who's right. But according to the one, the machmir on the tzad, that they're right, they're saying it, but there is vada. So it says the shmaitza, it's very shmach, very shmer, to say that the reason why something they're abundant is to say, kach hisnu milchatzila, and he rejects that shot. Because it's going to be limited in its function. It's not going to apply to all sveikis. It'll be limited to a suffix and mitzias. That the rabbi say, oh, we didn't apply our din in that suffix. Anytime you have a suffix and din, you have rabbis that are not in unison, you're going to be limited, correct the Schmeitzer, in terms of sveikis. That was what the Schmeitzer says, right? It comes along the Schmeitzer, and he says a whopper of a chiddush. A different shot. He doesn't say like the Lecha Mishnah, he doesn't say like the Drash Torah. I think he quotes this chat from a different chat, right? From the Taj Bates, right? From the Zohar HaRakia. Yeah, is that what he quotes from? Zohar HaRakia, I think so. What? Yeah. So the Shmaitz of the Ksois rejects this chat. So Zoch the Shmaitz, everybody said, listen carefully. Zoch the Shmaitz, Safi Drabon of Kula, is a different shot. Again, what's the Ramban's kasha? How could the Rambam say that every isidr abon and every gather, every takoneh is like saucer? Hello, and Cain, correct the Ramban, you should never have a concept of suffik the Rabban al-Lakul, it should always be suffik the rice of the Chumra. Right? You're always going to buy a little saucer of you, right? Bam kasha. It's up to Shmaitza. Wait, so what was the Sheva Brachos about? What was Shmaitzer Aleph about? What was the first Suda about? And they went out to Chosen. That was my favorite place when I was there. Chosen. But in Great Neck, we didn't do the Central Island. Chosen Village. Chosen Village? Chosen Island. No. Chosen Island is the one by you, but Chosen Village. It still exists? Because people, like, it wasn't busy there, and mainly you wouldn't know, you're not going to know the guy from there anyways. My wife's top. And when I got engaged, so the way I got engaged was I put in the fortune, because we love Chosen so much, I put in the fortune cookie, I put, will you marry me? Problem was, like, the guy I was supposed to seal the day I got engaged, it always falls apart. The day you got engaged, whatever you're planning, it always doesn't fall apart. So I was supposed to get it someplace in Teaneck that was going to like seal the fortune cookie, like as if it was never open. Didn't work out. All fell apart. They weren't able to do it. I had to put like clear tape on it. She like takes it out like, oh, I know what's going on. Obvious. Okay, whatever. Oh, what am I talking about? Oh, Schmeitzer Aleph. So Zot the Schmeitzer Aleph, what are we talking about over here? We're talking about a major machloikus rishonim that the Schmeitzer wants to go back and forth and bring rise throughout Shas, we say. to the Machlokes, the Rambam and the Rashba. Avi Bahar, are you listening? Is Avi here? Avi, this is what you quoted. The Machlokes, the Rambam and the Rashba. Safek d'araisa l'chum. You have to be machmer by dinim d'araisa. That's the Feirush in the Gemara. Is that a din in a Torah that you have to be machmer by d'araisa? Or is it that the Rabbonim were machayim you that by d'araisa you have to be machmer? Is safek d'araisa in a Torah? Or is safek d'araisa l'chumra in the Rabbonim? Everyone hear the Shiloh? Everyone agrees that you have to be machmer under Rabbonim and d'araisa and you can be mekel under Rabbonim. That's the Feirush in the Gemara. The Shaila is that nature of the Chiyuv Midaraisa. Anyone who was here for Kiddush Rabbi, so we spent weeks on this. Amish, we had a whole topo. We covered every nick and cranny on that sugi. Something that arises means that we did Orla and spent Shmak of sugis. Something that arises, is that Midaraisa or is that Midaraisa? Shitas HaRambam against the Rashba, against Rov Rishayinim. Is that what? Suffic the oraisa is only midrabon. But mid the oraisa, it's what? It's lakum. Why is that so? So the Chabaz Das has an explanation that the Torah only spoke the Torah's vada, the Torah didn't speak the Torah's suffic, fine, whatever it is. We're not going to get into that. That's the Shitas HaRambam. Safik midaraisa is midrabbanan l'chum. Im Kain says the Shmaitzer, it's posh. The Ramban frek the kasha on the Rambam. How could you say that every iser derabbanan, every din derabbanan is a what? Is a violation of loisaser min haTorah. Hello, frek the Ramban. Im Kain, you should never have the din of safik derabbanan l'kula because you should always have safik loisaser. Dr. Schmeitzer, that's not a kasha. It's gah-geschmack. Shitas HaRambam is that what? Every suffix d'oraisa is a d'rabbonon. So a suffix loisaser is a d'rabbonon. So suffix d'rabbonon is a kula. Everyone chop that little maze that the Schmeitzer just took you on? Nachum, let me say it again. You're going to love the Shevur Brachas. Schmack, all right? Zot the Shmeitz. Shitas HaRambam is that Sofik the Oraisa is only Midrabon Luchum. But it's not Minat Torah Luchum. Imke, says the Shmeitz, the Ramban's Kasha on the Rambam in Mamrim that says that every Isser Derabonon should be, you should never be able to be Mekel on Sofik Derabon Lukulo because it's a Sofik Waisasser. That's the Ramban's Kasha. That's only according to the Shitas that Safik Leisaser and Safik Deoraisa is Mideoraisa. But Rab, the Rambam Lishitasa that Safik Deoraisa is only a Chumrin Rabbanan. I could be making on the Safik. Ooh-wah. Ooh-wah. A chap of a Shmait. A chap of a Shmait. Very fancy. And it's very limited because it has to put two Rambams together. Yeah. Even though there's a tzad to be like to say you can be machmir over your loisaser, but it's okay because it's only the rabbanan.
I think normally we are.
So it's a safek derabbanan.
I think normally we'll take a safek deraisa and go to chumra. But he's saying in this case, if it's a safek derabbanan, so it's also going to be a safek.
So the rabbis can tell you, we make it.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's not a deraisa. Yeah.
I don't understand really. The Rambam saying suffix deraisa is
derabbanan. Yeah. We're asking if every suffix derabbanan is loisaser, so how could you ever be made by a suffix derabbanan? That's a deraisa. That's the Ramban's kash.
And that's a suffix deraisa.
Right?
So it's a
how could you ever be makel? It's a deraisa. So the Shmaitz is saying that's only if you hold suffik deraisa is me deraisa. But if you hold that even a suffik deraisa is only a chumra derabbanan, so you're still in a derabbanan category.
What is made by a derabbanan
constitution.
Right.
On the Oraisa level, we would say it's a topic, even though the topic itself is the Rabbanan.
Right. It's a topic, the Oraisa, but it's a chi of the Rabbanan. Yeah, Jeremy.
So when we say something there upon them, it's not actually something there right, so. The Rambam is saying, how can you ever have something there upon
them? But his kasha, the premise of his kasha is that you don't have the right to be made.
So but he is right. There is no real something there upon them. We could rule the Kula even on something there right. Is that what you're saying?
Well, no. Meaning, let's say you have a Safik Rabbanan. You start off, you have a Safik Rabbanan, right? So the Ramban has on that. That's not really a Safik Rabbanan. It's a Safik Raisa. Because it's Los Osir, right? So the Ramban will turn back and he say, yeah, you're right. It's a Safik Los Osir. But Safik Los Osir is a Safik Rabbanan.
Well, I'm not. Yeah. Then I get work to be certain every time you go to your over a square on.
You're asking according to the Rambam, without Sfeikus. Just stop.
Stop.
If you, right, Avada Isser, yeah, according to this explanation, yeah.
Don't get
right. There's a lot more to discuss over there, but that's the Pashas. That's what the Rambam says. Unless you have a totally different explanation of what the Rambam is saying, but that's the way these are formed.
Why is there, I'm having trouble, why is there something on the Lipsasa? I mean, that should be...
Again, you have to remember where you're coming from. You have a suffix on a din. You have a suffix on an issa. But the issa is an issa derabon. Right? So I want to say suffix derabon. So the case is a case of suffix. Right? Ask the Ramban, it's not a case of suffix derabon because it's Lipsasa. So it's a suffix on a deraisa. On a potential, there is.
But I'm like, I'm reaching with having kind of suffix, but that should be only after
you violate it. On the tzad that there's a derabbanan here, there's a suffix, there is. Every derabbanan is a violation.
And then you have to say that that's if you're holding the right.
That's the chap of the shvach. So again, it's limited. It's not necessarily going to be an answer for all the Rishonim, but it's a nice Rambam Lashon also. We got Bedisha.
Rebbe?
Yeah.
Why does the Sheikh Shmaitzer reject the first answer?
He says that answer of Kachis Nulichat Chilo is not going to work in all cases. Anyone have a Shmaitzer in front of them? If I remember correctly, his Lashon is that it's not going to help Legabe Asveka Dedina, where you have rabbis that are saying, that are saying conclusively that it's going to be us. You can't say kachis nulechachila.
What do you mean? The same rabbis that said that made a.
Let's say you have a machlekes in the Gemara in two different shitas, and we don't know who's right. So you can't say kachis nulechachila. That rav is screaming off his head that this is usser, and he's not right. Being nickel.
But there's another din derabanan that you go safik derabanan lekula. So you go to the more
right. Mekel. So he's saying that the pshat in that is means we have the ability to be mekel, but it's not that the rav who is being mekel is going to be a suffix. That only helps with the suffix mitzias. But if there's a if we're not sure who's right, and the one who's saying he's right, the one who's being machmir is saying the b'teres vaday. So there so says the shreitzer. How are you going to be mekel through the concept of kachis nulchachila? He never said that. Let's see. Where is this? That's where he says the pshat, but where does he reject?
This is where it was on our Makoros, from the beginning to the end.
The Zohar Rekia wasn't on it? Yeah. Ubezei no oila divrei Zohar Rekia de bishlom esveka de gufa maise ekelim emre de kachur shumeyes mitak de atakona shlo yaser ele bevad de avalom esafik velo gozer klal misafik am choykes hashnui me divrei soifrim. If a machlokes between the man the omrin, if a safe fake of the dina, the ledivrei a machmir va oiser lo horsha la hakel lezeshi is stopping bedinam. He's saying you have no permission to be makel. He's saying this is usser. The other guy is absolutely wrong. Came into heim yoidim shasser bavadai. Then came man shari man mochil iser lav deloy sasser. So how'd you get rid of the alo sasser on the tzad that he's right? paterus father, not paterus safek. So therefore, since the Shemaitzi, you have to say like me. You can't say it's an institution that they instituted the paterus b'chatchila, that it's not going to exist. Any other has bearing on my side to this idea? Did anyone get to the Meshech Chachma? Or a Boisai? We gotta see this Meshech Chachma. I already have Meshech Chachma on the next month. I'm sorry, on the end of the Sugya. Meshech Chachma in Parsha Shoftim has a totally different shot. I want you to see this Meshech Chachma in Tzashem tomorrow. What time is it? What? The Meshech Chachma says something gevaldik. I don't want to ruin it for you. You look at the Meshech Chachma and it's Hashem tomorrow. Two Meshech Chachmas on the Maramkenes. Rabbi Sai, let's just bring things back before we do the Meshech Chachma, because it's not really, it's just another chat in Safed Rabbanim that I want you guys to see and why you're allowed to be makel by a Safed Rabbanim. It's a big yesod. That Meshech Chachma, the Nesivis, the Meshech Chachma, a big yesod for Gan's Shas.
Rabbi Belazon.
Yeah.
We had less than 2.5 minutes left.
Okay, yeah, we're on it. So should we send it now?
Yeah.
We'll send it now.
Okay.
Right in front of me, Rabbi Zai, I have a fascinating debate. Why is something Rabbanan Lekul? According to Shita Zaran. So according to Lecha Mishnah, according to Drosh Zaran, Kachach Hisnu Milchati. According to Schweitzer, no, it's a different shah, it's a cheshbin within Shita Sarambam about something d'oraisa, but what's in the kudus of machlokes? I want to know the following, Rabbi Sai. Is safek d'rabbanan lekula? Says Rabbi Chanan Wasserman in Kutchas Dibri Sefer. Am I able to be makel b'teres safek? Or am I able to be makel b'teres vada? What do I mean? When you have a suffix derabbanan lekula, are you vadai off the hook? There's no question over here. And that's the yisoid hadavar of why we're able to be makel? Because there's nothing that's non-existent? That's the pshat in suffix derabbanan lekula? Or is it that, no, it's a suffix. We're not sure. There's stodim lekan lekan. We're not going to ignore the fact that it's a suffix. But don't worry. Because even if there is suffix, when it's so non-severe in a world of the Rabbanan, we're able to be makel when we're not touching on the races. If I were to ask the Lechem Mishnah, if I were to ask the Lechem Mishnah, if I were to ask the Darash Rosh Hashanah, a suffix the Rabbanan, is there any tzad chiyuv?
No.
Absolutely not. Your potter b'teres vada. Asha'inkin, if I have a different habit to bear, if I have a different lumdis, like the way the Schmeitz is explaining of why you're able to be makel, it's not that kachlis nuilachachila, but it's rather a tliya lahakel, a tzad lahakel within a suffix that the severity and the outcome is not so severe. So then it could be, at the end of the day, what? That there is a tzad issue. That there's a tzad to the issue. Rabbi, why are you talking about? Who cares? What's the difference? Say like this, say like that. It's a nice schmooze for a Rambam and his mom. It's not our sugya.
It's Efshar Levarer.
Oh, thank you very much. Nira Lefiani Astaiti Rabbosai, perhaps the Chumra of the Maram Chalava that says by the din of Efshar Levarer that you're Mechuyev to be Mevarer. Clearly he holds that the nature of a suffix derabbanan lekula is not like the Drosh Hashanah, is not like the Lechem Mishnah, is perhaps like the Shmaitza, and understanding that there is a tzad suffix there, and therefore we don't have the ability to be makel when there's another option, where it's not necessary to be makel, where it's a what? It's similar to a davar sheyesh l'matirin, and there's a way out. Don't say suffix Rabbanan Lekula, because there is a tzad suffix over here. Masha'inke, according to the Ran, according to Lecha Mishnah, kach hisnu milechatchila, the Isser is kamisha eino. The din is kamisha not here. Kach hisnu milechatchila, that was the din by a suffix Rabbanan. So what Efshar Levarer? Efshar Levarer on a non-entity? Efshel Levar on something that's non-existent. Ora, you see from the Ma'arim Chalava, potentially, this din and this tliya of Safi Derabon. What we need to be Mevar is what is the third option in Safi Derabon and the Meshech Chochma tomorrow, and how does that fit in with the Ma'arim Chalava or not? There's a third Mahalach and a big Yisayim Derabonans, but I don't want to spoil it. I want you guys to see it, and then we're going to be Mevar. This Meshech Chochma will be life-changing. Life-changing, Prince Hashem, and it will affect the Shaila, and I want to know what your opinion is. Rabbi Chanan has the following hakira. He says, let's say you have a person who's a mechuyev in a mitzvah, vadei derabbanan. And then you have a person who's mechuyev, safek derabbanan. Okay? So he wants to say that these two pshatim would be a nafkamina if the safek derabbanan could be moitzi the vadei derabbanan. Why? What do you mean? Because since it's a safek derabbanan, so we could say it could be made. So Meila, he's a bar chiyuva. He's a bar chiyuva. If he's a bar chiyuva, so he could be motzi the other person. On a level of derabbanan, he's a bar chiyuva. You could be make all of that. But if you hold that the safek derabbanan, what? Is kemisha eino. So Meila, he's not even mechuyev b'davar, Dr. Bochanan. So he's not mechuyev b'davar, he's clean. He's totally done. So he's not even mechuyev in the mitzvah. So how can he be motzi the badah? It's only on the tzad that you hold the safek derabbanan that there's epis achiyah there. There's epis adin. You could say I'm still mechuyev because it's tzad derabbanan that I could be mitzi. But if you hold that there's nothing there, it's kamisha eino, but there it's vadai. So then I have no chiyah whatsoever, and therefore I'm like a potter and adover. A potter and adover can't be mitzi. Interesting tliya of the of Rabbi Chanan and Kuchis Tavrei Seifer. But yeah.
I was thinking this is sort of exactly like Maran Halal, that maybe we can connect it to Nicholas Dino from earlier. Say, with Olio Lorenzo, saying that if you don't put in your Mishnah, if you don't do all you can in order so that you're able to go, then we still make you vibe in this. And I would say, even according to something, if you don't try all you can, then you still vibe in it and you would be over in this.
Yeah, but the argument is if you're putter, like if you don't have a leg, you're not mechuyev to go.
Yeah, so, exactly. But that's
so safi derabbanan lekula could be the pshat is you're putter. You're like a person without a leg. You don't necessarily see. It's only if you explain this that there's a tzad chiyuv in every safik, and we're just toilu lahakel. I mean, the shayla is when you're mekel on a safi derabbanan, are you being toilu lahakel? But you observe and you see a tzad lahachmir, or is the pshat that no, it's just whenever there's safek derabbanan, so the rabbis didn't apply their din over there. So then you should never come to the conclusion of the Ma'arim Chalava.
I'm saying the Ma'arim Chalava would say that you are chayav for if you are able to and didn't.
Because you're mechuyev.
Exactly.
Right.
So I'm saying how maybe this can connect. We see the issur side to it, that there is an issur.
Right. We have to be machmir if there's a that side is it. Whether or not a person is mechuyev to conclude like the Ma'arim Chalava is questionable. A person could say, in the world of derabbanan, we're not mechayev a person so much. But I think that it is mukhrach l'chora, that according to the Ma'arim Chalava, there has to be a tzad chiyuv if a person would argue that he'd be chayev. So I have to get you that Ma'arim Chalava. I'll send you a Mirtz Hashem Bli Neder that could just be seifrim of the way he's toilet this machloikis between the two tzadim of how to understand safi derabbanan. So, let me start you off in the Meshech Chachma before we go by. There is a psak in Shulchan Aruch. If I buy a product and it comes out that the product you sold me, Avi, is Aser. So I could tie it to you, Mekach Tos. I was going to service my family. This isn't a veil of meat. This is not okay. Give me my money back. Says the Nesivis, anyone know the Nesivis, Rabbi Say? Says the Shulchan Aruch, if the Isser turns out to be only Aser Midrabbanan, I can't ask for my money back. Why not? I still should be able to time it to the guy. I can't use this. I can't eat it. I have to follow the edicts of the rabbis. Rabbi said, Nesivus says something fascinating. Something that's Yisoid for the rest of Shas. To answer this question, And the Meshech Chochma is going to use that Nesivus to explain our issue with the Rambam and the Ramban, which ultimately is going to affect our Maran Kalava and Sofek Yerachon Alukul. So Mirtz Hashem, we'll pick up tomorrow with that Sofek. But I want to also point out one other thing, Rabbi Yisai. The Maram Chalava was not only Mako by Safi Drabbana Lakul, Rabbi Yisai. He was also Mako in another area. Did anyone catch it? He doesn't only say Safi Drabbana Lakul. He says, anytime you're able to be Mavar, you should be Mavar, and also by a Svek Svek. Where did the Maram Chalava get that job from a Safi Drabbanan to a Svek Sveika? And you should know, Rabbi Yisai, what he just said is against the Ramah. The Ramah in Yeredei and Siman Kuf Yud writes that a Svek Sveika is mutter even b'makom shes efshar levar. So this is a what? Sotek deraisa. So the Ramaram Chalava is saying that whatever you say by Safi Drabbanan, you're going to say by Svek Sveika. I'm telling you right now, the Ramah in Siman Kuf Yud, I have to find you the Siman. Says not like that. He talks about a case that you have a svek sveka about an isa daraisa, and it's efshel levar, and the Rama says you're able to be making. You remember yesterday, he's told us that this might be even menachlokes rashi and taisus in the beginning of ksubas. That some sefer says if you have a svek sveka and you're efshel levar, you have a way out. Are you mechuyev to do it? Maram Chalava says the two things are a common denominator, the same thing. So Mirchasem tomorrow, we'll go back to the shmeitza. We'll see the shmeitza. Not the shmeitza. The meshech chachma. And there's the Sivis and the Yisayit and how it pertains to our Gemara and the Mirtz Hashem and the Maram Chalava. But we also have to, we're not done with the Maram Chalava, because we have to understand what the Maram Chalava is deducing, that not only is somebody around Maram Lekula, you have to be Machmir by Efshel Levar, but also by Svek Sveka, you have to be Machmir by Efshel Levar. A lot of huge Yisayitis that are coming out of this Sugir. Okay, we'll stop here.